Today's journey to wellness in Indian country is made possible by the University of Minnesota Medical School Duluth Campus, educating medical students dedicated to serving rural Minnesota and American Indian Alaska Native communities. Kind of fun that we mention the University of Minnesota Medical School because our guest this morning has actually done some work for them in an interesting capacity. Artist, illustrator Jordan Rogers joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, Jordan, good morning. Jordan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hi.
Okay. Hi. Yeah. Well, you were thinking artistic thoughts, no doubt.
Yeah.
Jordan, talk a little bit. I'm curious to ask you about this a little bit. You did some medical illustrating work for the med school. Is that right? Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, I was hired to make illustrations for upcoming activity books for Native kids. They explore sports, the season, and therefore from grades K through 6, I believe.
Well, that is kind of a relief in the sense that I grew up in Rochester, and I saw a lot of the medical illustrating that was being done, especially earlier on before photography came so easy and quick. And a lot of the medical illustrating can be kind of graphic, I guess. They say,
right.
Oh, here's the insides of something. Do you want to make a drawing of that? So the activity books for kids, how do they tie into the med school again?
It focuses on the science of certain subjects, like the fifth grader one is the science of sports and what it can do for your body. And an example is, if you were to break a ligament or something in your ankle.
Oh, I've done it.
Show,
yeah. Ow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes into that kind of detail.
Wow. So that must have been a fascinating project. You're a very young person. How did you get tapped so early to do some of these projects, the illustration for the medical school? And, of course, last week on Minnesota Reads, we talked about one of the books that you illustrated called Res Dog. You've also illustrated another book for Black Bears and Blueberries Publishing called Grasshopper Girl. How'd you get tapped so early to work on these cool projects?
You know what? I couldn't really tell you. I got an email. Somebody had sent me and Black Bears and Blueberries. They were looking for an illustrator. I wasn't doing anything at the time, so I just thought I would give it a shot, and they answered back almost immediately.
So what was that like for, again, a young person to have your art and your work validated in that way, to say, oh, absolutely, this is what, you know, we want you to do this project?
At first, I thought it wasn't going to be a big deal, but these books have reached pretty far, and they're getting a lot of free feedback. It's amazing.
So let's talk a little bit about this. The project that you worked on, of course, from the medical school was an activity book for kids, but you were tapped in a couple of instances to work on projects that were specifically about Indigenous life or Indigenous culture. Does that feel different to you when you're working on things that are culturally specific, that are trying to empower kids who are Native? Help them see themselves in stories. Does that feel different to you in any way than any other art project or assignment that you might be given?
A little, because I'm biracial. I'm Lakota and Black, and I didn't really connect with any illustrations I saw, so I want these kids to be able to point to these pictures and like, hey, these kids look like me.
Do you think there needs to be more representation, maybe of not only kids of color, but maybe, do you think that there's a niche somewhere for kids who are biracial? I hear so often people talk about, instead of having a sense of fitting in two places, they have a sense that they don't fit in anywhere.
Yeah, I absolutely felt that too. I mean, sometimes I still feel it. I think I haven't really found any niches anywhere. It's not really well known, and I think that it needs to be shown in media a lot more.
Do you have book ideas now? Now that you've worked on a couple of ideas for books, do you ever get an idea and think, I want to do this book?
Yeah. Sometimes I wish that I was more of a writer so I could just do it myself. But yeah, I do.
Well, maybe instead of authors coming to Black Bears and Blueberries and saying, we need an illustrator, you need to pitch your book proposals to them and say, I need a writer to put this together for me.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, you're going to school at the Minneapolis College of Art and Design, is that right?
Yep.
So what's next for you? What big projects are you eyeing? Obviously, you're still in school, but again, you've kind of got to jump on things a little bit with some of these projects that you've already worked on. What's in your mind for your next step? What are your dreams and goals, and what are some options that you see for yourself looking ahead?
Well, I hope to start working on... I'm a comics major, so I hope to start working with people who produce graphic novels or comics. The author for Grasshopper Girl also has some more ideas that I'm really hoping to illustrate for her. Yeah, just start getting my own things out there.
Fantastic. And do you have a sense, as you go forward and look at projects, does this project or that project has to do with partnering with another Native person, or this is a kind of a Native-related project? Does that have any bearing as you look ahead to things that you'd like to do?
I would love to do that. I think that it's fun to work with another person, especially someone who's Native or of color. I think it's very enjoyable.
Well, Jordan, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and good on you that you are also a trailblazer and providing, someone that kids can look up to and say, look, Jordan's doing it. I can do it. You know, there is a place for me, and Jordan's like me. She maybe didn't feel that she fit in, but look at the way she's making her mark in the world.
Right.
You're a role model. You're a role. How does it feel to be a role model, Jordan?
I don't think it's really kicked in yet, now that you say it. Now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, it's really interesting. I don't know.
Well, we'll check back with you in a little bit and see how you feel about that, okay?
Okay.
Jordan, thanks so much for joining us this morning. What a treat to talk with you.
Of course.
Jordan Rogers is an artist and illustrator. She joined us this morning as our guest on Journey to Wellness in Indian Country. Today's Journey to Wellness is made possible by the University of Minnesota Medical School Duluth Campus, a national leader in improving healthcare access and outcomes in rural Minnesota and American Indian, Alaska Native communities.